AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's been meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, and he's been suggesting displaced Palestinians in Gaza be permanently resettled outside the territory, telling reporters,
"The Gaza thing has not worked. It's never worked. And I feel very differently about Gaza than a lot of people. I think they should get a good, fresh, beautiful piece of land, and we get some people to put up the money to build it and make it nice and make it habitable and enjoyable."
The president has previously called on Egypt and Jordan to resettle Gazans. Both countries have flatly rejected such proposals. President Trump also says he's exploring whether he can legally move ahead with an offer from El Salvador to accept and jail violent American criminals. Sagar Magani explains.
It was an unusual offer. El Salvador's president told Secretary of State Marco Rubio the Central American nation would take American deportees of any nationality, including Americans imprisoned for violent crimes.
"If we had the legal right to do it, I would do it in a heartbeat. I don't know if we do or not. We're looking at that right now."
Hours earlier in Costa Rica, Rubio noted the obvious legalities involved.
"We have a constitution. We have all sorts of things."
Yet noted it's a very generous, incredible, unprecedented offer.
"No one's ever made an offer like that."
Saying it would let the U.S. outsource some of its most dangerous criminals at a fraction of the cost of imprisoning them in America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
FBI agents have filed a class action complaint over Justice Department efforts to compile a list of those who took part in investigations related to President Trump. Agents fear it's a precursor to discipline or termination. And the remains of all 67 victims of last week's mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport have been recovered from the Potomac River. This is AP News. 7 games in the NBA tonight, both the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers in action after their big weekend trade. Gethin Kulbaugh reports it surprised both headliners.
Luka Doncic was skeptical when he learned about his Hollywood thriller of a trade from the Mavericks to the Lakers.
"When I got a call, I had to check it was April 1st. I didn't really believe it at first. And it was a bit shock. It was hard moments for me. It was home."
Anthony Davis, who was traded from LA to Dallas in the deal, had a similar reaction.
"I was in shock, obviously. Had no idea that, you know, was happening. Now it's, you know, I'm kind of over it and just kind of, you know, getting ready to play with Dallas."
Doncic is also ready to embrace his opportunity to play alongside the NBA's all-time leading scorer, LeBron James.
"It's just like a dream come true, you know. I always look up to him."
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.